SUNY Ulster has received a grant to help women in the county who are living in poverty get an education, skills, and more for gainful employment. I spoke with SUNY Ulster's Mindy Call about the program set to kick off in the fall. Mindy Call is Associate Dean for Adult Learning at SUNY Ulster.
So we started looking at some of the data, and we were stunned, and maybe we shouldn't have been, to learn that there are 12,000 women in Ulster County who live under the poverty level. And additionally, 40% of Ulster County lives, you know, just at the survival level, which is huge. It's a huge number. And that one-third of the children who live in the city of Kingston are living in poverty. So we said clearly there was a need to do something to try to help, you know, all these women.
She and her colleagues endeavored to figure out how to remove as many barriers to success in a college program as possible for women living in or near poverty.
It's based on community partnership. It absolutely will only be successful with a lot of community partnership and collaboration together, because SUNY Ulster can't do all this by ourselves, you know?
She says reaching underserved women has its challenges. Community partners, therefore, include a number of sectors, and she describes one.
We're also starting to work with the houses of worship, because the pastors and the other religious leaders in our community, you know, will know or be able to identify within their population women who might be successful in this program and are poised to, you know, take this step to change things and to get, you know, an education along with all these wraparound services.
The New Start for Women program recently received a grant from the Novo Foundation to help with its launch. It's seeded by a $100,000 donation from longtime SUNY Ulster supporter Darlene Pfeiffer.
The educational piece to this will be a one-year certificate in general management to start. So this is a newly approved one-year certificate that we have here at SUNY Ulster. We developed this certificate with the help of community partners, and it's the basics of, you know, general business skills that would then be able to lead someone to an internship and then, you know, a job in a business or in an organization in our community. And the certificate actually has an internship as one of the requirements.
In addition to general management, the program will add administration office skills and entrepreneurship in subsequent years.
We have four business certificates in the business department. The fourth one is accounting computer skills, which is expertise in QuickBooks and Excel, which is so needed in the workplace today. So, yes, we're starting with general management, and then we're going to expand it because this is a three-year pilot.
She says the program will offer a number of support services.
Child care, you know, a computer, if our student doesn't have a computer, even internet access, if the student doesn't have internet access in her home, lots of career support, workshops, dress for success, how to take an interview, how to write a resume, even admission to our Own It Entrepreneurial Women's Conference that we run here at SUNY Ulster so they can connect with other successful women. Support groups, lunchtime support groups, and family events at the Kingston Center to, you know, where we're running this program from our Kingston Center, you know, to build community and relationships among our cohort of students.
Call talks about enrollment numbers for the program that begins in the fall of 2019.
We are going to seek to accept only about 12 because we want to work very closely with these women on a daily basis, pretty much. We want to make sure that we understand all the barriers to success and help them, you know, issue by issue, problem by problem. It's going to have a lot of intensive advisement, a lot of support, and a lot of support from our community partners. Then the second year will go to 24 and the third year to another 24, and then from there.
Cole gives one example of what would help render the program successful.
We want to build an alumni program so that successful women can come back and help future women who are in the program and serve as role models and mentors for those women as well.
The $1.5 million Novo grant will be dispersed in $500,000 increments over 3 years. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.